Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks and searching all around. Till our militia stops them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turn them back and chase those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and women were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere.
Now they fire the shot.
And when the British come a-prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
Lots of breaking news. Special guest in studio coming up.
Mm-hmm. folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a really smart PhD expert on the economy and the world and what's really happening, all the debt bubbles beginning to come due and pop. Kirk Elliott's going to be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll go into the fourth hour with him. So I wanted to get an expert here to talk about all this. Look for that in 25 minutes from now. Now, we've been following this the last 2 weeks, and Veritas has put out a lot of documents. They put out new ones today. They're up on InfoWars.com, and these are crazy. Crazy in that how brazen this is. If you're mega banks that have created quadrillions in fake derivatives, and you've robbed the planet and funded wars and shut off the third world during lockdowns and killed 80-plus million people from starvation, well, you hide behind racism. You hide behind all these black spokespersons. I don't care if all the spokespersons for corporate America are black folks. Good, give them jobs, but that's not what's happening. They're hiding behind it and political correctness. The first video came out almost 2 weeks ago. There's been a bunch since then. And it's the head of IBM, that happens to be Asian. And he says, we don't hire Asians. We don't hire white people. We've got the ESGs from BlackRock. We've got numbers we're supposed to go with. Now, if you're going to roll out a system that discriminates on people, you do it in the name of anti-discrimination. That's all they're doing is legitimizing the ESGs, the corporate global governance, for the corporate level of the social credit scores that then goes down to the average person. How are they going to train you to accept a token that decides where you can spend it, where you can do it, you get paid in it, it surveils you? Well, it's for carbon and to save the earth and to not be racist. And, oh, you spend it in a black-owned business, so you get more money. But it's legitimizing the Ring of Mordor. And they're just using the fact that we don't like slavery and feel bad for black folks and what happened as a way to get us to accept it. It's like putting a worm on a hook for a fish. Like, why don't you give the fish a worm? But it's a hook inside of it. It's a lie. Like, oh, you're all going to get free tuition. Did Biden ever do that? Or reparations. California's now said they're not doing that. They just dangle it, ladies and gentlemen, and they take it away. Because there's not the money there anyways. It's 100% not real because it's not feasible. So now Project Veritas, I want to play the part of the first report and get to this, has released the slides that the executives at IBM got mad and released the video of the CEO and then now the slides. And you read these things, it sounds crazier than the Harvard stuff. White people are inherently evil because of their genetics. They're deceptive. They're bad. You can't trust them. And then it's crazier. They then describe the political system of the globalist and how they deceive and compartmentalize and say it's white people and say we've got to adopt the white people tactics. So if you want to get somebody to adopt Machiavellian corruption, you go, well, listen, we got to fight the white people, so we got to do the tricks they do. I mean, this is a seduction. Hey, what does Emperor Palpatine in Episode 3 of Star Wars tell Anakin Skywalker before he comes to Darth Vader? He says, well, you have to use the dark side to beat the Jedi, but because they're really the corrupt ones. We use these tricks because it lets us win, but we're really good. And then he tricks him basically into killing his wife. So this is so transparent, ladies and gentlemen. I quite frankly think because of some past wrongs, but it's still a slippery slope, we should have tax incentives for black folks. I think we should have tax incentives for families and, you know, all the rest of it. But that's something where you just help a group, but still it's at somebody's expense. But it's a way to get people into free market and get successful so we can end the cycle. But they don't want you successful. Since the Great Society and the letters of President Johnson saying, well, these blacks are uppity. They've got all their own businesses. I'm going to, you know, give them money to kick men out of the house. We'll take full control of them. And now look what they've done. They've destroyed the black community. And they're using the same formula as everybody else. All the numbers show white people are on the exact same trajectory of black people. Right to hell. Falling apart. It's planned. Sociology. It's psychology. It's anthropology. And we're smart enough, all of us, black, white, you name it, to see this and say, this is a scam. If I'm a mouse, and I'm smart, and I see a big old piece of cheese out there, you know, compared to a mouse, those pieces of cheese are like, you know, like a five-pound thing of cheese. You know, for the mouse, for the human putting there, it's like a quarter of an ounce or whatever. But to a mouse, it's this huge pile of cheese. It's like $1 million of food out there. But it's a lever, and when he steps on it to get the cheese, he breaks his neck. So you're like, well, but there's cheese there. Yeah, and there's a thing to break your neck when you go to get the cheese. It's that simple. So before I hit this new news and show you these slides, we'll pull them up on screen. In HD for folks, we're not just showing you here on the camera. Here's part of the Project Veritas report.
We take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. I'm not trying to finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13-point-something%. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. So let me say it. Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
James O'Keefe here outside of IBM's corporate headquarters in Armonk, New York. An IBM insider has provided us with an internal video showing the CEO of IBM, Arvind Krishna, using coercion to fire people and take away their bonuses unless they discriminate in the hiring process.
Let me go deeper into Red Hat. Multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes.
They terminated executives that didn't discriminate, yet another violation of Title VII. One of the biggest companies in the world, one of the most valuable and recognizable brands on earth. IBM Insider has provided us with an internal video showing the CEO of IBM, Arvind Krishna, using coercion to fire people and take away their bonuses unless they discriminate in the hiring process, which appears to be a violation of Title VII. This comes on the heels of IBM pulling advertising from Elon Musk's X, with IBM saying they have zero tolerance for discrimination. Quote, IBM has zero tolerance for discrimination, and we've immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate.
So let me add a couple of things with a Red Hat flavor on it. I think Arvind laid that out pretty well, but let me go deeper into Red Hat. And as Arvind very much pointed out, and I very much understand, I am accountable. I hold myself accountable. He holds me accountable, as does the board for all of IBM. But we also hold the leadership at Red Hat accountable for that. I mean, I'll be very candid. Without an exception for privacy, I could name multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. And so, as I said, I'm accountable to Arvind on this as well as to IBM. For example, one of the changes I made, I named a D&I lead person in Margaret reporting directly to me and the CLT. We have Margaret sits on the CLT as the D&I functions, and this is worked on every single one of our meetings. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes, but let me show you this is happening. We're never going to cross the DEI off our list of priorities. This is an ongoing thing.
That was Paul Kernier, CEO of Red Hat, which is a software company owned by IBM, saying that they terminated executives that didn't discriminate, yet another violation of Title VII.
So we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. Fall then to the same standards. Paul and I have been working together to say, okay, how do we apply those deeper into the organization?
That was the head of IBM saying he's going to reduce the bonus if you don't hit your racial quotas.
All right, let's stop there.
Using racial considerations.
And again, this is the setup, the ESG, social credit score, that, oh, did you take your shot? Did you transgender brainwash your child? So it needs to sound good up front. They don't give a rat's ass about black people. But what they care about is getting this system via BlackRock into place. In fact, it's not just they don't care about black people. They're the main target of the depopulation. So let's go to the article today by Jamie White. Actually went up last night. Internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how whiteness works. Oh, whiteness. That's like Hitler saying how Jewishness works. Imagine we replace it with internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how Jewishness works, or how blackness works, or how Hispanicness works, or how women work. Internal slide from IBM's Red Hat explains how whiteness works. Whiteness hides the rules, then rigs the game over and over. Is that the judiciary? And what they're really doing here...
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
what do you think white people do that are smart but not that smart? They're not political. They see stuff where they're being told they're inherently bad and their children are bad because of what color they are, and they're in a conspiracy against everybody. They're going to become anti-brown. And that divide and conquers us. And what's the document say? This document's to stop, divide, and conquer. And you do that by teaching you can't trust white people. You say, well, this is just IBM. No, this is the whole, from Target to Walmart to Microsoft to all of them. Elon Musk ended it at Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of it. They are teaching race-based systems. And you've got the mayor of Boston saying, we have holiday parties without whites. We can't trust them. And she says on at a press conference, our problem is white people. Then we have the head of the Texas vaccine program in testimony. Remember that clip? Saying, our problem is white people. They won't take the shots. Actually, black people are more apt to not take shots because they've been screwed over by it. But again, it's like, don't listen to white people. Take the shots. And then they hire all these big rappers and go, I took the shot. They took the shot. I took the shot. You take the shot. This is sick, folks. This is beyond evil. And they're using the openness of our society against us. And it doesn't just need to be repudiated. We need to educate our children about this. We need to understand what this is. Understand, if you put your children in a public school or a private school accredited by this, and most of the private schools are just as bad, you're letting the enemy train your children that literally want to cut their genitals off. It's beyond evil. But this system's coming down, and humanity's going to reject it. But why is this really happening now? We'll talk about our guests coming up. Big article from Shift Gold. The world is sitting on a powder keg of debt. Yeah, the whole big bubble is coming to an end. And they need us all to fight over what color we are, or what gender we are, or what gender we could be, while they run away and steal everything, hoping we're so stupid we don't see the divide and conquer. Because what's the document say? White people are inherently evil. You can't trust them. You got to watch them. Official company-wide executives, IBM, literally created Hitler. Hitler's mommy. But it's a nice Indian man up there, Yoas. Hitler's mommy, Hitler's daddy, this whole thing came out from between his legs, is telling you we want to stop divide and conquer by dividing everybody. Total inversion. It's like having a bottle of cyanide and labeling it vitamin C. What a group of freakazoids. What a group of nasty criminals. But if you wonder where IBM got this, well, it got it from BlackRock. But where did BlackRock get it? From IBM. IBM, as I said in Endgame, that I put out in 2007. You watch today, it's evergreen. It's more important than ever. They explain this whole plan because they think you're stupid. We're going to go to break. I'm going to play a little promo here. We're going to come back. Our special guest is here to talk about the economic crisis and where it's going, and what we can do about it. Because as I said earlier, we're not in Kansas anymore. The big Bill Gates breakdown, the Epstein list is coming out January 1st. We've got a report on Infowars.com about that. Reported X on X, formerly Twitter. It's all there. And you're like, okay, we already know that. Okay, did you share it? Because that's where the dog hunts, folks. The show loads the bullet in the information warfare. You pull the trigger. You aim the rifle peacefully. To wake up minds. You share the clips. It changes the world. You sit on your ass. We lose. And I'm not bitching at you. You're the troopers. You're the folks that care. You really are special. I appreciate you. I'm honored to be talking to you right now. It's incredible. I'm exhausted, but I still got energy because I know this is important. And the destiny of humanity, we're looking to direct. We'll go to break. Little promo. We'll come back with our special guest in studio for over an hour. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Here is the breakdown.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game,
I present to the world Alex Jones' New World Order Wars.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist tech geeks.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
At this important meeting of the Davos Global Elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothing, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it will be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory. Angela. He never gives up my Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem, sir. Now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Carl Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar and counter allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do? He loves what you have done. My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed our souls.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGames.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it. The New World Order is no more.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on here to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've known about Kirk Elliott for a couple years. He's got an amazing website, really good videos and breakdown. And he's a PhD with two PhDs, one in public policy administrator focusing on monetary economics, and the second in theology. And we're really glad. I said, let's get him on the show like a couple of days ago. And like, boom, he's here. He flew in from Colorado. And he's here with us now to talk about the debt bubble and what's going on. KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com. We'll put a link up at Infowars.com in the live show feed to find that. We'll put a lower third up. But I wanted to get your take. You've been predicting a lot of this for years. In fact, next time you're on, because I was going to get you on, I said, get him on. Like Friday, and you're like here today. I'm like, wait, I didn't have time to the videos. So I sent them like five videos. They go, well, what do you want out of these long videos? I said, well, so next time you come back, we'll have your predictions that have come true and all that stuff. And the reason I got here, but wow, I'm glad you're joining on the spot. So talk a little bit about yourself and where you are and where you see this going. And you've been calling all the stuff that's happening. And I've said this too. I promoted gold for about 15 years. And then in about 2000 and whatever it was, when it started going down, right before it started going down, you know, like 2011 or whatever, I said, okay, now I think they're artificially suppressing it, but later it's going to go back up. And then I've been saying the last few years, I think it will go up. It has gone up because, you know, I love cryptocurrencies. They're great, but the end of the day, it's silver, it's gold, it's platinum, it's things like that. So you're also an expert on that. So, Kirk, great to have you here with us. You're just talking to the audience. Where do you think we really are? Tell folks about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's just really awesome to be here. But, you know, I've been analyzing the markets, the economy, and kind of like putting these puzzle pieces together of politics, economics, our personal freedoms, our economic freedoms, religious freedoms, because they all fit together. And you know what? If we lose one of them, we really lose all of them. So way back in the day, I started as a stockbroker back in like 1994. And, you know, that industry doesn't allow you to really tell the truth. It's very sad because if you say something that you want to have your investor invest in and they don't sell it, you get in trouble for selling away. They give you a cease and desist. You know, it's really ugly. So way back then, I thought, how can we get out of the system, right? How can we protect, preserve, grow people's portfolios with something that's safe? Because it's getting more important now because we've got a debt cycle that's about to implode. We've got an exponential derivatives debt that's going to actually cripple the global economy. We've got a national debt that's over $32 trillion. When you think about that, Alex, this is why I got into this. Because even back then, you know, I've been watching you for decades. Even back then, it's like this debt was exploding. If you look at where we were in 1776, we had zero debt, you know, on day one. Because we couldn't spend like drunken sailors yet on day one. Right? And so go from 76 to 1980, right? When Reagan became president, that's over 200 years, we accumulated almost $1 trillion worth of debt. Just last year alone, we added almost $3 trillion of debt in 1 year, when it took us over 200 years just to get from zero to a trillion. We're spending like drunken sailors. Ultimately, we have to pay the piper. This is why I got into what we're doing, because if you invest into normal traditional asset classes, when the world falls apart, when banks are failing, when banks are running out of money. And why do banks run out of money? Because, simply put, they have more withdrawals than they have deposits. That's why banks fail. It's not rocket science.
And there's no doubt we're to that point. The bubble's collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw numbers like 60-plus percent of the money supply has been created just since Biden got in.
Yeah.
How long can it keep going? I mean, I think it's already imploding.
Well, it can't keep going. It's imploding right now. If you look at the money supply, there's two different money supplies. This is where people don't look at the right numbers. They stopped measuring all the money that's been created years ago, which is called MZM. That's like the money that goes for, foreign aid and all the money that provides all the stimulus. They stopped measuring that because they don't want people to know. The money supply that we see, like the M2 money supply, which is money that we have in the banks, checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets. What's happening to that? It's starting to come down. See, they're printing money that causes inflation. You have to raise interest rates to slow down inflation. This is the ugly policy that we're living with. And you look at what's happening to money in the banks. It's coming down. People are pulling out. They can't afford to live. But I think it's more insidious than that, Alex, which is why I do what I do, to offer solutions for people to navigate through this crisis. Because if people don't have money, they can't afford to feed their babies because of the inflationary pressures, because banks are undercapitalized and money is leaving. They tend to give up their freedoms, right? You look back to, I saw earlier in the show, you're talking about Hitler, right? So when Hitler came to power, you know, he didn't,
That's one of your videos I saw. You explain that.
Oh, good.
We got to repeat it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is incredible, because one of the worst dictators in the history of the world didn't hold a gun to people's heads and say, vote for me or else. He campaigned on a campaign promise of hope and change. What did they need hope and change from? You know, Hitler, back in the day, Germany was like the big kid on the block. They were like America today. They were World War I. They were bombing the living daylights out of everybody. They had a strong stock market. They had a strong real estate market, a culture that was established, well-established, a vibrant arts district. You know, then what happened? After World War I, the Treaty of Versailles came and said, hey, Germany, you got to repay all your war debts. It's like, what? We can't afford that. So they abandoned the gold standard. They started printing money without discretion, went into a hyperinflation, mommies and daddies couldn't afford to feed their babies. It was during that economic crisis that what happened. He came in and said, I'm going to fix it on a campaign promise of hope and change.
And it's known, Klaus Schwab talks about, in these inflationary things, it creates an angrier world. It produces Hitlers.
Mm-hmm. This is human nature. When people are forced with, should I feed my kids or should I give up my freedoms? A lot of times they start to give up their freedoms. We're starting to see this kind of stuff now. So literally, one of the worst dictators in the history of the world got into power nonviolently. He didn't hold a gun to people's heads. We're seeing the same thing now with banks failing. And so.
And Schwab says that. We're going to use the banking crisis to bring in this new global order. So they know what they're doing.
Oh, it becomes extreme. People don't understand a lot. Now, your viewers do because you talk about it all the time, right? But they don't understand the insidiousness.
Or how late it is.
Yeah, how far. This has been going on for a long time, and it's accelerating. So the globalists, these evil globalists, like Klaus Schwab, you know, when you look at what he said recently, is COVID was a test. I mean, that wasn't exact words. He said it was an opportunity, a short moment in time, a brief opportunity to reimagine and reset the world.
But Bill Gates has said it is a test. Yeah, so they've said it's an experiment.
Yeah, but an experiment for what? Right, so I think the experiment was how far could we stretch the global population, how far could we stretch Americans to see when they would give in and when they would give up their freedoms. Well, it took a flu for them to do that. It didn't take very much, sadly. So what comes next? What's worse than that? The ability.
Well, the UN has said we'll use a virus, then we'll use a collapse and a migrant flow and war. They've said that in the documents.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Lou Dobbs in 2007 got the BAMP Canada, North American Union secret documents. We were still on CNN Top Show, and it was all there. They said, we're going to use these four things. And they're doing it now.
Yeah, they're doing it. So what would be worse, Alex, than somebody's health, right? It's like, how about your ability to buy or sell when you want to? The ability to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, to feed your kids, to do anything. That's what's coming next, right? But they have a problem, and that is people aren't going to willingly give up their ability to buy or sell. But if there's an economic crisis that's bad enough, people will give up a lot of stuff. This is what's happening. We've got bank failures. We've got wars. We've got rumors of wars. We've got what I think geopolitically is one of the biggest things that is...
We're going to skip this break. Keep going.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that has hit the world is the emergence of the BRICS nations. Right? They're usurping the U.S. dollar. They're kicking the U.S. dollar.
And they're stopping to buy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I don't necessarily see a best case scenario for the US dollar. I think the cycle has to play out. Worst case scenario, though, is we actually lose the reserve currency status completely. The BRICS nations rise up, they become the world's reserve currency, and we then are relegated to like Argentina, Venezuela style inflation. Now, there is a way out of that in the sense of you have to get away from the system that we've had of central banks printing fiat-based money. And that would be, for example, a state-chartered bank like what Texas is wanting to do, backed by gold. You've got mountains of gold by central banks around the world because I don't know if they actually think that in the end their plan is going to work. You look at populist politicians like Trump or Nigel Farage, who they want truth, they want accountability. The rest of the world is starting to see that because their wallets are telling them, this isn't right. Somebody's lying to us. And so there's going to be alternative systems that come into play. The way that
we're saying is we're at the end of an age here.
We're at the end of a central banking age as we know it of fiat-based money creation, and things are going to get so bad. The globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency. I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex, to get people out of the path of that hurricane and into a point of freedom where they can have a smile on their face because there is hope in this message.
And that's what you write down on your site, KirkElliottPhD.com?
Yes, sir.
And it's a great website, great videos, great reports, great everything. I hope people go research that and get ready because, look, people say, oh, is it a panacea for cryptocurrencies? Most of them are pump and dump. Sure, it's great. You got in early, wonderful. But at the end of the day, it's going to be land and food and gold and silver and friends and family and guns and a relationship with God, number one.
See, Alex, when you look at biblical prophecy, Revelation 13:17, for example.
You're a theologian.
Yeah, I've got one of my PhDs is in theology.
Yeah. So this looks pretty, to me, I'm not a theologian, but it looks pretty revelation to me.
Well, it does. I mean, this isn't a new thing. Even the prophets from thousands of years.
You're right. It repeats over and over until the final crescendo. It's like the song repeats until it happens. People go, wait, it looks like this here, it looks like there, but it's moving towards it.
It is. I mean, what did they say thousands of years ago? They said, No man shall buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast or the number of the beast, right? Okay. Can't buy or sell. That's the key point. Now, you look at what the globalists are saying from the World Economic Forum, for the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, all of these institutions, the IMF. Social credit scores are going to basically cause you to not be able to buy or sell based on your ideology, right? So imagine if you've got a gas-guzzling truck, and they want you to buy an electric vehicle. They'll say, hey, Alex, nope, we're going to flip.
No, it's all digital.
You're going to flip the switch. You can't buy gas anymore.
And now all the cars have kill switches.
Yeah, kill switches. Or what if you donate to a church, and they say that church promotes hate?
I mean, even I, and I knew this was coming, cannot believe under federal law, and I know for 10 years all the new cars have it, at least 10 years, like 15 years now. It's law that all cars have a tracking kill switch now. I mean, they're, folks, it's not coming. We're already in it.
We're there. I mean, we are living out prophetic words from thousands of years ago. And I'm sure that those prophets from back then, it's like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. God told me to say it.
They did. They were like, we don't know what this means. Or something.
No, absolutely. But
flying machines, mountains of fire, mark of the beast, world government. They can see Antichrist everywhere in their homes, TV. I mean, it's like.
And now when we see it, we can say, oh, yeah, this makes sense. This is what they were talking about way back then. I mean, this becomes absolutely ridiculous when you actually have stuff recently, Alex, like the Bank for International Settlements, a unified ledger, which came after the collapse in 2008, and now it's gotten new steam behind it, which what is a unified ledger? It's beneficiary ownership of your assets, which means you don't own it anymore. You give up ownership to the financial institution.
And that's what the Great Reset is. They're getting ready to say, it all went down. Here's a new digital system. We devalue it some. You still get something. Go under this regime.
Go under this regime. And then you become the participant where they say, you're now the beneficiary. It's not your assets. It's not your checking account.
You're a trust fund baby.
You're a trust fund baby if you're a good baby. Right, because they can flip it off if they don't want you to actually have access.
Wow.
This is what the unified ledger.
You will own nothing and like it.
That's their words. That's what they said.
And we're here. So what's the time frame here?
Time frame from now until they've actually said what the time frame is. September 15th of 2024 is their future date that they've set out in the UN Pact for the Future. I'm sorry, September 22nd of 2024. This is when they want all of this to be done. That is their end game.
And the EU, they've all announced they're rolling out with central digital currency. But like, I asked you to come here as a guest, and you're like, oh, I'll be a sponsor too. I know people love you. You do a great job. Before we start the next hour, do some plugging. If people want to get into financial advice or essential metals, we get great reviews from you. I mean, before you even came here, I was already thinking about trying to work with you in the future when I finally get some money. Tell people what they can do when they go to KirkElliottPhD.com.
So you can go to KirkElliottPhD.com/gold. Just say, hey, I want to talk to you, Kirk. I want to talk to one of your amazing team members. And what do? We ask you some questions and say, oh, well, do you have IRAs? Do you have non-IRAs? Do you have cash you want to protect? Do you want to get out of the bank because you're afraid your bank is going to fail and you don't want your money to go away? And we'll help you strategically map out a solution for the future that you can actually not be a digital slave in their digital world, have tangible assets to hedge against the other assets that you own, or you can simply call us at 720-605-3900, and, you know, we'll take care of you that way, too.
And I want to be clear. I promoted gold until about 10 years ago. In the last 3 years, I've been promoting it. Because I could see it. How much has gold gone up in the last 3 years?
Well, so you look at where it's gone, we're averaging, okay, go back a little bit farther in time. In 2000, gold was $250 an ounce.
Yeah.
Today it's $2,000. A few years ago, it was about $1,700. Now it's $2,000. You look at what silver's done, which is what most people would want for barter. Silver's actually outperforming gold. 3 years ago, silver was $1,191 an ounce. Today it's 24. It's up like 100%.
And so talking about silver and gold, the point is, with naked shorts, they've been artificially suppressing it. But when they lose control, if this goes under, which I think is a good chance, we hope it doesn't, it's going to go, I mean, I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that.
Well, we've seen this kind of growth with the naked shorts and with the manipulation in the market.
Yeah.
Imagine what
it would be. No, it's like a beach ball held underwater. What happens once it's not underwater?
Oh, it goes through the roof.
From your estimation, and we can't get gut level, how high silver, how high gold go when the dollar goes belly up if it does?
Okay, so I'm not God. I don't control the markets, right? But even if you were to look at, like, usdebtclock.org, it shows what the price of silver would be without manipulation. It's over $1,100 an ounce. See, that's a huge number, and my brain doesn't really go that far, Alex, but...
But look at Bitcoin. It's ethereal, and it was up at... I mean, you need silver and gold industrially.
Well, this is what makes it so amazing. So here's a key point. Not all gold and silver is created equal, right? You've got companies out there that are selling rare things and high collectability stuff, high premium things. In 29 years of doing this, I've never seen somebody recover those premiums.
Well, that's why I wanted you on. I said, do a search of people as a sponsor that are selling basically bullion, and are you a great review? That's what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, so like silver, for example, 60% of all the mining production globally is used for manufacturing. So it's liquid. One of the keys to investing is you have to make sure it's liquid. That's even more a more safer option than buying it, right? You have to make sure when it's time to lock in your profits, you can sell it. It's a 45-second phone call. Boom, we lock it in because it's a global commodity used in all.
So that's what you let them do is have it be ready to trade.
It has to be ready to trade. If it's not liquid, it's not a good investment.
So that's what you do. You're beyond just holding the gold and silver. You're letting people trade it real time.
Yes. I mean, it's physical silver that they take delivery of or store in an IRA or non-IRA. But when it's time to sell it, it's a 45-second phone call to the depository. We lock it in. We wire in the funds. If you have some kind of a rare coin, it's not liquid. They have to make a market for it. And we've all seen...
No, I've been looking for... I mean, obviously, that's why I don't have any sponsors, because I won't sell collectible coins to people.
Right.
It's a great investment in bullion. I feel good about that. I cannot sell something I don't believe in. And sure, there's some collectible coins that are great. I'm not saying that's all bad. It's just, like you said, it's a hassle, and it's opaque. You can't get down, but when it's gold or silver that's bullion, it's very transparent.
Very transparent, because when you look at, it's a global commodity, right? Well,
we got to go to break. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. But people need to go check you out, the videos, the reports. It's an amazing website. KirkElliottPhD.com. Share it, folks. What's the number again?
720-605-3900.
All right. We'll start the third or fourth hour now on this. And I love you to death. I want to get you on as a guest. They go, hey, this guy wants to. I was like, oh. So that's how God works, folks. So we're here. Like a year ago, I told him to get you on, and I'm not mad at the crew. They shouldn't do it. I give them a lot of stuff to do. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.